神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
What kind of person do you want to be remembered as after you die?
当你离开世界之后，你希望别人怎么记得你？
Will your life make a difference for good to the world around you because you lived?
你是不是在这个世界上能够改善这个世界，因为你活着而改善这个世界？
Or will people be glad when you go?
还是说大家都希望你快点离开呢？
We want to get to the heart.Of the makeup or substance of life as we live among people.
我们希望我们在活着的时候能够接触到人的心里面。
And this is known as communication.
那么这个是关系到我们的沟通。
Let's look at a few short ways some people are communicating.
我们来看一看人们在沟通的时候的一些方式。
You are such a good wife.And are so good to me.
你实在是一个好太太，对我那么好。
The wife walked over to him and pat him on the shoulder and smiled very sweetly at him.
然后太太呢，听到先生这么说，就走过去，拍一拍先生的肩膀，然后对他微笑。
And he sat back very content and happy.
然后先生也就坐在那里，非常的满足跟快乐。
The two have communicated together.
这对夫妻他们有一些沟通。
The husband with words, but the wife was non-verbal.
先生呢用话来讲，然后太太是无言的这种表达。
But her action spoke as loud as his words.
而太太的行为肢体，她所说出来的、表达出来的，并没有比她先生少。
He knew she appreciated what he said.
他深深的知道太太是很感谢他这样说的。
Let's look at our second example.
我们来看看第二个例子。
A woman came into the room, seeing her teenager playing on the computer instead of studying.
妈妈来到她十几岁的孩子的房间，看到她没有在念书，而是在玩电脑。
A mother came into the room and saw her teenager playing on the computer instead of studying.
一个母亲来到她十几岁的孩子房间，看到孩子不但没有在念书，而在玩电脑。
She began to yell at him, calling him lazy, stupid, and worthless.
妈妈就开始对孩子嘶喊说：“你好懒哦，你好笨哦，然后没有用。”
The young man got up, threw his books on the floor, and ran outside.
然后这个儿子呢，就站起来，把书本丢在地上，跑出去了。
Now these two have communicated together.
这个妈妈跟儿子也是有一些沟通。
The mother in words of displeasure and the son in actions of displeasure.
妈妈用话很生气的讲，儿子也用行动很生气的出去了。
So we now have established that we communicate in two ways.
所以我们看到有两种这种不同的沟通的方法。
So please do not say I cannot communicate.
所以请你不要告诉我说我不会沟通，我不会讲话。
I realize for many, verbal communication is difficult.
我知道有一些有声的沟通是很难的。
But in life, more can be understood without words than you and I realize.
但是在生活当中，没有讲出来的话被接收的比你想的还多。
So let us understand what communication is.
所以让我们来看一看到底什么是沟通。
It is the process of verbal or words and non-verbal or actions where we share our thoughts and feelings.
就是说呢，在一个我们有声或者是无声用行动表达的一个过程里面，然后表达出来让别人可以感受到你的思想或感觉的。
So that the one we wish to understand will understand by them.
以至于那在接收的人可以从这些有声无声的沟通来了解对方。
Now you know what verbal or the use of words is.
那你知道有声就是讲话。
But I wonder if you understand what we mean by non-verb.
不晓得你有没有了解到什么叫做无声的沟通。
Let us look more closely at the non-verbal.
让我们再更贴切的来看什么叫做无声的沟通。
It may be our facial expressions as they talk to us.
它可能是你讲话时候的一种脸上表情。
A smile.
比如说像微笑。
A frown.
绷着脸。
A defiant look,
还是一个很坚决的眼光,
or a pleasant expression,
还是一个很快乐的表情,
and there are so many other ways,
还有其他的啊方面,
it may be our body carriage,
有时候是你的肢体方面的动作,
which is a nod of the head,
比如说你点头,
the body may become stiff,
还是你的身体很僵硬,
we may begin to move our hands and feet,
还是你一面动你的手动你的脚,
our lips become tight,
我们的嘴唇绷紧,
our eyes may grow bright or become cold,
还是你的眼睛非常的光亮, 还是冷漠,
there may be direct eye contact,
或许你直接的对跟对方的那种眼睛的直视
Or their eyes may keep turning away from the speaker
还是你一面讲的眼睛一面看旁边
It may be in the way we listen
你听的方式
Either giving complete attention or impatient listening
听的时候你可以是那种很注意的倾听或者是没有耐心的在听
It may be in a gentle touchOr a rough touch.
或者是一个很温和的接触然后或者是一个很粗鲁的动作。
It may be half-hearted or a bored attitude or a silent response.
有时候是一半的心思在听或者是一种感觉表达出你很无聊的态度或者是一个无声的一种反应。
There are so many ways that we can convey a message without saying a word.
有很多方法你不需要说出来就可以从你的肢体动作表达出来。
Now you need to decide about what kind of a communicator you're going to be.
那你自己需要决定到底你要成为一个怎么样的沟通的人。
And what type of person do you want to appear to people?
那你要让别人看到你是一个怎么样在跟人家沟通的人。
If you are a Christian,You want to please God as you communicate to people.
当如果你是一个神的儿女，是基督徒的话，那你跟人家讲话沟通的时候，你一定很想让上帝喜欢。
This world of ours would be a far more wonderful place to live in if we could take the teachings of Jesus.
这个世界如果大家都愿意照着耶稣的教导来活的话，就会更完美，更好了。
It was he who said, do unto others as you would have them do to you.
耶稣这样说,你要人怎么对待你,你就要怎样对待人。
So I would say to you, communicate to others as you would have them communicate to you.
所以换句说我跟你讲,就是如果你要别人怎么对你讲话,好不好你也对别人怎么讲话。
I once saw a sign that said, let us be a more kind and gentle people.
有一次我看到一个招牌这样说让我们成为一个更有恩慈更温和的人
This can only be accomplished by each person doing their part
要完成这样的一个情况只有大家一起来做
So let us look at five directives that will help each one of us be a kinder and more gentle individual
下面有五个、这是引导让我们知道怎么样帮助我们更仁慈然后更温和
First, our words ought to be honest
首先你的话语要诚实
It is truly a great person whom you have confidence that whatever they tell you is the truth
你对一个说实话的人你会有很大的信心
Can you imagine how you can trust them?
你可以想象说一个说实话的人你是很愿意信任他的。
Some of you will say, I do not see how you can always tell the truth.
有人或许会对我说，你怎么可能全部说实话呢？
I admit you will need God's help.
我要说你需要上帝的帮助。
But it will be your choice to determine you will be truthful.
但是是你自己的决定，立志要成为一个说实话的人。
Some of you in business will say that is impossible.
做生意的人会说这不可能。
Then maybe you're in the wrong business.
那这样的话，或许你是做错了生意了。
If business was more truthful, we would not meet all the injustices we see.
如果大家经营事业能够多忠诚一点，那我们就不会看到那么多不公平的事情了。
It was God's plan for His children to be truthful.
上帝的计划是要他的儿女有真实。
There are so many examples of telling the truth.
有很多说实话的这种例子。
But this principle must begin early in the life of a child.
这样的一个原则必须要在孩子很小的时候就建立起来。
Let's look at this little child.
我们来看看这个小孩子。
This little child likes sweets very much.
有一个小朋友很喜欢甜点。
But his mother had told him if he eats too much,It's not good for him.
但是妈妈曾经交代他说呢，吃了甜的东西太多对他不好。
One day, somebody gave him a bag of sweets.
有一天，有一个人就给了这个小孩子呢，一袋的糖果，甜的东西。
He knew if he told his mother, she would take them away from him.
他知道如果跟妈妈讲，一定会被妈妈拿走。
But he also knew that it would be best for her to know.
但是呢，他也知道说最好要让妈妈知道。
So now he had to make a choice.
这个时候孩子需要做一个决定。
And he decided to tell her the truth.
他就决定要告诉妈妈。
She did take them.
妈妈把它拿走了。
But she gave them back a piece at a time.
那妈妈呢就一次给他一点点。
In reality, the candy lasted longer, and it helped save his teeth.
那事实上呢，这个糖果可以保留久一点，而且呢对他的牙齿也有好处。
Truth has a way of rewarding those who are willing to be truthful.
真实说实话，对于这些说实话的人会有好的报答的。
Let's look at the second one.
第二个。
If our words please God, they will please man.
如果我们讲话是要让神高兴的话，也一定会让人喜欢。
We need a standard to go by.
我们一定要有一个讲话的标准。
And there is nothing better than the Word of God found in the Holy Bible.
那就没有比在神的话圣经里面更好的了。
This can guide us and give us a standard to live by.
圣经可以引导我们，然后给我们一个标准来根据它来活。
Let's look at the third one.
第三个。
It has been said that the tongue has the power of life and death.
曾经有这样的一句话说呢，这个我们的舌头定我们的生死。
So let us communicate that which is life-giving.
那让我们的这种沟通呢，带着生命。
Let's look at an example.
比如说
，Lee was a good husband and loved his wife very much.
李先生是一个好的丈夫，很爱他的太太。
He had found her to be faithful over the 10 years of their marriage.
在十年以来，他们的婚姻非常的忠诚，非常的好。
They had a friend who did not have a happy marriage.
他们有一个朋友呢，婚姻不好，不快乐。
And she became very jealous over the happiness of this couple.
那个对方就很嫉妒这一对夫妻的这种快乐。
One day she told the husband that someone told her that they had seen his wife and her husband out with each other.
有一天对方这个太太就来告诉这个很好的丈夫说呢，他有被人家告诉他说他的太太有另外的朋友。
And where they had seen them had been a very questionable place.
然后呢，他们被发现的是在一个很隐秘的地方。
The husband did not want to believe it.
先生不想相信这个事情。
But it put a seed of doubt in his mind.
但是这个种子却放在先生的心里面。
He watched his wife.
他就开始观察他的太太。
And he began to think things in his mind that was not true.
开始想一些并没有真实的证据的事情。
He became very unhappy.
这个先生越来越不快乐。
And his wife wanted to know what was wrong.
太太很想知道到底怎么了。
And then he told her what he had heard.
他就告诉他太太他听到一些他的闲话。
But of course she denied it because it was not true.
太太就否认了因为那不是事实。
But by then, he had made himself believe it.
但是到那个时候先生已经相信了那些话。
And their lives together became unbearable.
从现在开始他们两个一起的生活就不好了。
That woman had spoken words that took the joy out of their life.
因为对方那个太太的一些话语把他们的快乐拿走了。
And had spread living death to that man.
把那个死的东西放在这个丈夫的心里面。
Our words should be that which gives life and hope.
我们的话应该带着叫人带着生命还有希望。
If there are things that you know that will bring heartaches,And you know it will not help the situation, it's best to keep silent.
如果你知道有一些事情讲出来会带来一些很不好的情况的话，那你最好是保持沉默。
Let's go on to the fourth one.
我们来看看第四种。
And that one is encouragement.
第四种的沟通是鼓励。
This is probably some of the most helpful communication one can give to another person.
这是跟人沟通的时候最好的沟通方式。
Encouraging words.
多用鼓励的话。
How beautiful life would be if in the home each respect one another and gave each other words of encouragement.
如果在家里面大家彼此尊重然后彼此来鼓励的话会成为多么美的家庭啊。
Instead of finding fault,
而不要是那种寻找错误
criticizing one another
彼此批评
and developing a hatred to one another
恨人家
how secure the children would be if they were to receive encouragement instead of accusation
如果孩子不是常常被控告而能够接受多一点的这种鼓励的话那么孩子就会很安全感
accusing words makes them feel small
控告会带给孩子感觉自己很渺小。
Words that says you're dumb, you're worthless, or incapable.
比如说呢，你好笨啊，你很没有用，你实在很没有能力。
Let's look at an example.
我们来看看这个例子。
Little Yi had difficulty in math class.
小易呢，他在班上这种数学很不会。
He tried very hard to study for a test.
他实在是很用心的而且呢很辛苦的要准备考试。
He took the test but received only a passing grade.
考试之后他发现他只到这个及格的边缘。
He went home very discouraged.
回家的时候非常的沮丧。
And at the meal, his dad asked him how he did on the test.
吃饭的时候爸爸问他说你考得怎么样。
He hung his head and with great difficulty told his dad that he just got a passing grade.
他的头低下来很难开口地跟爸爸说我只是及格而已。
Dad looked at Yi and being a wise dad who knew math was his son's weakest subject.
这个聪明的爸爸明明地知道说孩子的数学不好。
And knowing he had studied very hard,
他也知道孩子很用功。
Said, son, did you try your best?
他就说了，儿子，你有没有尽力而为呢？
Oh, yes, was Yi's reply.
儿子说，有啊，我非常的努力。
Then his dad said, I believe you did.
爸爸就说，我相信你做了。
And I believe you will do better in your next test because I'm going to help you.
爸爸就说呢，我相信下一次你会考得更好，因为我会来帮助你。
You are a good worker.
你实在是一个很好的孩子。
And I believe in time you are going to do well in math.
那以后呢，慢慢的你会成为一个数学很好的一个孩子。
Yi went away from his dinner with a new confidence in himself.
孩子吃完饭带着新的信心。
Encouraging words and actions lifted his heart.
这种鼓励的话跟行动呢，带给孩子的心非常的激愤。
And made this little person feel much better.
让孩子觉得好多了。
A little encouraging word to the husband, the wife, the children co-workers, employees, friends, or relations will go a long way.
小小的一个鼓励的话，对先生也好，对太太也好，或孩子、同事，或者是我们的雇员、朋友，好，在人际关系上面，然后呢，都会造成很好的结果。
It will make relationships that will benefit one another.
会在造成人跟人的关系呢，有很大的好处。
Let's look at the fifth one.
我们来看看第五种。
In this day, many people have forgotten or never knew how to be gracious.
这个时代好像人们都忘记了，还是从来没有注意到什么叫做恩慈。
There are so many ways to be gracious.
你可以用很多方法来表达恩慈。
Let me name some.
我们来看一看。
Being agreeable.
比如说同意。
Paying attention.
注意。
Being considerate.
体贴。
Cooperative.
合作。
Courteous.
殷勤。
Being helpful.
帮助。
Being kind.
仁慈。
Being nice.
很友善。
Pleasant.
很喜乐。
Thoughtful.
非常细心
，friendly，
很友善
，polite，
很有礼貌
，respectful，
尊重人
，and warm，
非常的温暖
，are some of the areas of being gracious。
这些都可以成为仁慈的表现。
Isn't that a wonderful list of ways that can make us a gracious person？
你不觉得这些让我们成为仁慈的人多么好吗
？But when we are so self-centered, it is impossible to consistently have a gracious face.
但是如果我们是那么的自我中心的话，要成为一个恩慈的脸孔，或者是表达恩慈的这种脸孔的话，是不可能的。
For our selfishness will come out.
我们的自私会跑出来。
A truly gracious person will radiate these qualities.
一个真正有恩慈的人就会有以上我所提的这些。
And be very real, not just pretending.
不是只有一种装饰而已，而是真的。
Not pretending for our job's sake.
不是为了你的工作而假装。
Or to keep up your face before the outside world.
或者是对外面的表达出来的脸孔。
But you will be a gracious person from the inside out.
你可以从里面到外面都表达出恩慈。
Suma was a woman who had met some real tragedies in her life.
舒曼呢是一个她曾经碰到很多灾祸的一个妇女。
And they could have made her a bitter woman.
这些灾祸呢可以造成她里面有很多的苦毒。
Instead, she became a person who really cared about others.
但是她变成一个很关心别人的人。
There never was a time she met you that her friendliness and concern for you was not shown.
每一次她碰到人所表达出来的这种友善还有关心是很容易就被人家感觉到的。
When Mrs. Lee lost her only son,Suma was there very quickly.
当李太太儿子死了之后呢，苏满他就很快的在他的旁边。
She brought some food and sat down with the mother and comforted her as best as she could.
带来食物，陪着这个母亲，尽力的来安慰她。
She treated even those much poorer than she with respect and made them feel that they were really worth something.
对于那些很穷乏的人呢，他会很尊重他们，然后让他们感觉那些人是很有价值的。
Her words and actions were sincere and like medicine to a wounded heart.
他的讲话，他的行动非常的诚恳，有时候呢，对于心里是一个很好的良药。
She was like sunshine everywhere she went.
他去哪里就像阳光一样。
Do you know anyone like this?
这样的人你有没有碰过呢?
If you could realize what a blessing to others and yourself a person like this is.
如果你看过的话,你知道这样的人对别人的祝福有多么的多呢?
Maybe there would be more who would, as God helps you, be a gracious person.
如果你愿意让神来帮助你的话,我们就有更多的人可以成为很有恩慈的人。
I had two friends that were truly gracious women.
我有两个 朋友呢，他们真的是很仁慈的妇女。
Both died in accidents.
两个都在车祸中死了。
One in a car accident, and the other was drowned.
一个呢，他是在车祸中死亡，一个是淹死的。
Both lived their lives in a gracious manner, and both left an influence that is still working years after their death.
这两位朋友都带着很仁慈的态度，然后两个人都留下来很大的，对人家很大的影响，到现在还是一样。
How will people remember you?
人家会怎么记得你呢？
You may say, I have no reason to be gracious.
或许你说我为什么一定要恩慈呢？
For my life has been very hard.
我的生活实在太艰难了。
Let me ask you.
让我来问你。
Has life been any easier by being hard, bitter, and selfish?
如果你持续这种很严厉然后苦毒自私的这种态度的话，难道你的生命就会容易一点吗？
Suppose you had decided that you would have been a gracious person instead of a hateful person.
如果你决定说我现在要成为一个很有恩慈的人，不要再是那个很自私、充满着恼恨的人。
Would it have been any harder?
对，你会比较困难吗？
And think how life would have been far more full and productive.
如果这样的话，你的生命更是丰富，而且更有果效。
Let us become gracious people.
让我们成为恩慈的人。
You may say no one can communicate all the time like this in the world we live in.
或许你说有谁能够在他的生命里面的沟通都这么样的好呢？
I will agree that there are times we may miss the mark and say things that hurt instead of help.
我同意有时候呢，我们会讲一些错话，伤害的话。
Yet why is it that we seem to allow ourselves to be pulled down to a low plane of life as we communicate with each other?
但是为什么我们要让自己就这样子在一个低标准的沟通里面过我们的生活呢？
Why is it easier to criticize than encourage?
为什么我们会那么容易去批评而不鼓励呢？
Or cut people deeply instead of giving words that are gracious?
或者是不给人家安慰、鼓励、恩慈的话，反而去伤害人呢？
Why is it that it seems the best thing to lie instead of telling the truth?
为什么我们容易说谎而不容易说真话呢？
Why do we want to ignore one another instead of being helpful to one another?
为什么我们容易去冷落人而不去关心人呢？
Or why do we find it hard to trust one another?
为什么你那么不能够信任人呢？
I believe there's a better way.
有更好的方法来活。
A way that brings happiness and sunshine to one another.
一种可以带给别人快乐而且像阳光一样的这样的方法。
But it will take each one of us to evaluate the way we communicate.
但是我们需要来好好的评估自己跟人之间的沟通。
And then find the areas you need to work on.
而且找到你应该改善的地方。
And then make a definite effort to bring your communication up to a higher level.
然后好好的定一个标准，努力让你的沟通能够更好。
It really doesn't matter what others do.
别人怎么做没有关系。
For you will be the one that is benefited as well as those whom you communicate with.
让你成为一个对别人有贡献的一个说话者。
I have learned in my own life that when I accepted Jesus as the Lord of my life, my communication became different.
我自己晓得，当我信耶稣成为基督徒之后呢，我的说话就不一样了。
This is how I found a higher plane.
这就是我怎么样找到我更好的计划的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄十三 之四十号信箱，台湾高雄十三之四十号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。